You might want to get your notebook handy for this one, folks. We're going to get some really interesting tips for you this morning on how to interpret food packaging and those health claims we all come across every trip to the shops. To help us do it today, from Ballarat Health Services, it's our resident dietitian on Ballarat today, Kate Falconer. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Brett.
Nice to have you back on the show. This is a, well, it's a Pandora's box we're opening today, Kate, because there's so much out there that appears to be put in front of us almost to trick us.
Oh, absolutely. The label readings are really, can be a daunting thing. So what I was hoping for with today's discussion is actually try and simplify it if we can and make it a little bit easier for people to know whether they're selecting a healthier product or not.
So basically, Kate, food manufacturers know that consumers want to eat better, eat healthier, so they've put these sort of sneaky marketing tactics into play to play on that want and desire. Is that right?
Yeah, so in recent years, we've seen more and more marketing targeting the products to be healthier, whether they are or they're not. So they know that the public is moving that way and looking to make healthier choices. So we're seeing a growing number of claims on the front of the packages, like natural or organic, unsweetened, baked, not fried, but it doesn't actually indicate how healthy the product or how good it is for us. So really trying to, I guess, look a bit deeper into what's on the ingredients list and what does the nutritional panel say, rather than those claims splashed across the front.
I'll tell you what, if you did this properly, though, you'd have to spend 6 hours in the supermarket with a microscope as well, because some of this detail is in pretty small font on the back of those packs, isn't it?
Absolutely. You almost need a magnifying glass.
Yeah, you
often
do.
Often they'll put white print on red, which can be quite hard to decipher as well. So, but we do, in some of our group sessions at the hospital, when we're allowed to run groups, we do label reading sessions and some practical skills teaching with packages in front of you. But my advice would be, we're going to go through the Live Lighter tool that can be really good to access. My advice would be just start small. Maybe pick 2 items in the supermarket.
Ah.
So 1 week you might just do breakfast cereals and bread, and then the next week you might move on to yogurt and dip. So not to overcomplicate things, because your first shop, you don't want to take 3 hours. You really want to get in and out. So it's picking up a few skills, and practice makes perfect. So the more you do it, the quicker you'll be. And once you know what breakfast cereal you're happy with, you're really then only comparing to new products on the market rather than having to read the whole aisle each time.
What a cracking idea, Kate Falconer. I love it. Now, you mentioned Live Lighter. We'll point people to that website in just a moment. But a previous Live Lighter investigation of supermarket foods that claimed to be natural found that almost half were classified as unhealthy foods. It's frightening stuff, isn't it? It's a complete lie in half the cases.
Yeah, so the word natural doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. Hopefully it means it's less processed, but obviously butter's natural and sugar's natural, and they're things we don't want in the diet in really large amounts.
Mm.
So, and that word natural isn't really assessed, like the nutrition information panel has to meet up scientifically what's in the product, whereas the natural, there's no regulations around that. So, yeah, it's up for interpretation, I guess.
It sure is. So, Kate, we've spoken about the buzzwords. The other thing we need to look out for is packaging trickery. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess what they may do, again, the Heart Foundation has ticks that they use, the Heart Foundation ticks awarded in relation to the nutrition content, so how much salt's in a product, the saturated fat. So it has to meet certain regulations to be eligible for the tick. So as soon as those types of promotions happen, we then see manufacturers put ticks all over their products, mimicking that tick, but they haven't actually been awarded it. So products also around that natural, they might use packaging that seems really organic and natural, promoting the health of the product, whereas it may be quite processed and may contain a lot of salt, sugar or fat, which is not so good for us.
Yeah, just reading some of the info you sent me, Kate, on the packaging, like brown paper packaging, green leaves, muted colours, nature landscapes, earthy fonts, they can all make something seem a whole lot more healthier when it just might not be.
That's right. So we see, I guess, with that growing market of organic and natural, we're seeing the labelling now mimic those sort of ideals to seem like their product fits into that category.
And Kate, the other thing I've noticed too is that there seems to be a lot of this free from stuff going on. So free from gluten, fat, refined sugar, cholesterol, etc. Are these claims real? Do we know?
So if they're saying gluten free, then it has to be gluten free. There would be an issue there with people with celiac disease if that was not the case. So gluten-free is important from a medical perspective for people with gluten intolerance or celiac disease, but just because a product is gluten-free doesn't necessarily mean it's a healthy product. So we'd still want you to assess the product in terms of fat, saturated fat, the sugar added and the salt. The free from is a really growing area of the marketing. So we often see free from dairy or free from added sugars or refined sugars, as you said. But again, I'd still like people to check the label to see what the nutritional content is. So that's where our Live Lighter guide, I think, is a really easy way to assess that. And they colorate the products in terms of those markers. So the total fat, the saturated fat, the sugar and the salt. And rather than seeing those free from claims on the front, we can actually assess the product ourselves and see if it's a good choice.
Yeah, it seems to me free from anything good for you would be maybe a claim a lot of manufacturers could put on there. I noticed this colour coding you're talking about, it's really smart. Those three areas, you know, happy smiley face with best choice, then the middle is, okay sometimes, and I guess in red, with the sad face is too high. So look out for that. And again, details on the Live Lighter website, which we'll hand out in just a moment. Kate, there's also sneaky names as well. So food manufacturers are doing things like when something's high in sugar, they might use words like malt or rice syrup, which is essentially the same thing.
Yeah, so the ingredients list is actually a really good place to go to assess the nutritional quality of the product. So the product ingredients will be listed from heaviest weight to smallest weight. And my guide that I tell clients is if sugar, fat or salt is in the first three ingredients, it's probably not going to be a great choice. Yeah. Unfortunately, they do use different terms. So we do see sugar being listed. It might be listed as corn syrup or fructose, glucose. The list goes on, and you can, on that the guide from Live Lighter, get a list of what the fat, sugar and salt may be listed as. And again, that just makes it more difficult to interpret. So these, once you've had a go, it will become easier. It might seem a bit daunting in the beginning, but once you know what you're looking for, you should be able to assess the product quite quickly.
Kate, what about for fat? What are some other words that manufacturers or indeed products are using to actually get those fat, or I guess those taste levels up in disguise?
Yeah, so we might see palm oil or vegetable oil, lard, coconut oil, coconut butter, those types of things. Obviously, the source of the fat is important, because if it's a saturated fat, that's a fat that's not so good for our hearts. But say if it was an olive oil, we'd be happier with that.
And same for salt. I guess there's some alternative names they use there.
Yeah, so there's lots of different things they may have there. Rock salt, sea salt, sodium, soy sauce, table salt, celery salt. So there's quite a list that it could be. So starting to get familiar with those terms will help with that label reading.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kate. Your advice today, as always when we get you on Ballarat Today, is fabulous. But I love the way you've simplified this. It could be really daunting. You don't want to spend half a day at the supermarket, especially at this point in time. So aim for two products a week, and then this website is really going to help out. It's livelighter.com.au. What sort of things have they got on that site, Kate?
Well, they've got a really handy guide that's just a pocket size, so you can actually take it with you in the supermarket, and that's to help assess the nutritional information panel. So it goes looking at the 100-gram column on the nutrition panel. You can easily go through the fat, the saturated fat, the sugar and the sodium or salt, and what you'd be looking for. So a product isn't probably going to tick all those to be green straight away, but you may find it ticks a few that's green and one that's amber, and that's okay. So you may not always find the green choices. And I guess the other thing to remember, it's the packaged foods that we're worried about to do these nutritional assessments. The more whole foods we buy, so the more fresh fruit, veggies, bread, milk, and meat, those products don't have a nutritional panel, and we know that they're good choices, so we don't need to assess them.
Look for livelighter.com.au. Kate Falconer from Ballarat Health Services. Great advice. Thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
Thanks, Brett.